Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Kisiso, we hear about the tragic episode of Chet HaEgel, of the golden calf. After the dust settled, so to speak, after the luchos were smashed, and after the people who needed to be punished were punished, Hashem told Moshe to make new luchos, to carve new luchos. Unlike the first luchos, where Hashem carved the stones himself, so to speak, it is Moshe who must carve the stones of the second luchos. And that is exactly what Hashem told Moshe in the very beginning of Perek Lamed Daled. Psol lecha shnei luchos avanim karishonim. Carve for you, carve for yourself. Psol lecha, carve two luchos like the first luchos, etc. However, that seems like a strange expression at first glance. Why does Hashem say psol lecha, carve for yourself? What does that mean? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph and the Medrash Tanchuma on our Parsha and elsewhere, which say that Hashem showed Moshe a valuable sapphire mine in Moshe's tent. And Hashem said to Moshe, use the stones in that mine to carve the luchos, and the leftover chips of sapphire will be yours, Moshe. And the Gemara and the Medrash say that from these chips, from these leftovers, so to speak, of the luchos that Moshe carved, belonged to him. Psol lecha, carve for you, carve for yourself, Moshe, it's yours. And the Gemara and the Medrash say that from these chips, Moshe became very wealthy. However, the question is obvious. What does this mean? Was that really important to Moshe, getting rich from the luchos? Is that why he did it? Of course not. So why does it matter he became wealthy? Why did he have to become wealthy? And why did he have to become wealthy from these luchos? This question is asked by a number of Mefarshim. I'd like to share a beautiful answer given by Rabbi Yechiel Moshe Segalowitz, who died in 1941. He was an incredible Talmud Chacham, prolific author. He was the Rav of the community in Milava, in northern Poland. This is found in Rav Segalowitz's Sefer called Ketores Samim. It's in a footnote in the first volume of Ketores Samim in the section Drush Beis Leshabbos HaGadol. Says Rav Segalowitz, Moshe indeed did not care about getting wealthy, certainly not from the luchos. However, after Bnei Yisrael sinned at the Egel HaZahav, we know that Moshe defended them vigorously. One of the things that Moshe said, one of the defense tactics, so to speak, that Moshe used in the defense of Bnei Yisrael is found in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that Moshe said to Hashem, you, Hashem, flooded Bnei Yisrael with gold and with silver at the Yamsuf. You lavished upon them riches beyond their wildest imagination. That is why they sinned. They became used to gold. They became used to silver. And that is why they sinned. They became used to all the trappings that wealth has, or I should say the potential trappings that wealth might have. And when Moshe rebuked Bnei Yisrael, he said the same thing to them. Bnei Yisrael, why are you so preoccupied with gold and with silver? Forget that. Turn to Hashem. Serve Hashem. However, Bnei Yisrael replied using language that comes from the second perek in Pirkei Avos. Al tadin eschavercha ad shetagia limkomo, said Bnei Yisrael to Moshe, do not judge someone else until you are in their shoes. It's a powerful Mishnah. All of us are so quick to judge other people, but we really can't judge anyone until we are in their shoes, in their place. We see the world from their perspective. And that's what Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe. You, Moshe, you've never become wealthy. You don't know about gold and silver, so you don't know what it's like to be tempted by wealth. Don't judge us. If you were wealthy, you would have sinned just like us. And Rav Segalowitz says that that is why Hashem made Moshe wealthy from the chips of the second luchos. Wealth is indeed a challenge. Having so many physical amenities at your doorstep and having the potential to fall into the traps of kavod and taiva and kina that can come with wealth, these are very real challenges for someone who has been blessed with material wealth. But Hashem showed Bnei Yisrael then and now that wealth in and of itself does not change things. It didn't change Moshe. He became wealthy. He became extremely wealthy. But that did not change Moshe at all. He was tremendously faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can and we must be as faithful to Hashem as well, no matter what our financial situation is. Have an amazing day, everyone!